We are EMBL, on a foi on doing a PhD later in life. Why age is no barrier to a PhD, and why great science is about far more than published papers. Anna Foy is almost a decade older than most of her PhD colleagues, but she firmly believes that age doesn't matter when doing a PhD. After years of working as a software developer, she took a leap of faith and applied to EMBL's International PhD program. As her PhD draws to a close, she reflects on her experience and shares advice for PhD candidates of any age. Tell me a little bit about your background. I'm from Barcelona, and I come from a regular working-class family. Growing up, I had little contact with science and didn't know what career options it could offer. But I've always been extremely curious, and I love understanding things in detail. I did two undergraduate degrees, one in philosophy and math, and one in computer science. On a friend's recommendation, I applied to work at EMBL's European Bioinformatics Institute, EMBL-EBI, in one of the technical teams. I soon became fascinated by the applications of computer science in biology, biomedicine, and genomics. To get closer to the science, I moved to the human genomics team and at the same time completed a master's degree in bioinformatics. With lots of encouragement and support from my team leader and mentors, I took the plunge. I pursued a PhD with the Ullmann Group at EMBL-EBI. The road was long and the application process complex, but it was entirely worth it. Although I had never let myself admit it before, this is what I was really aching to do. What does your PhD focus on? I look at images and try to figure out the biological meaning of an object's shape. Shape is an amazing phenotype to study because it is well-preserved, unlike color or intensity, for example, and it can teach us so much about biology. Using deep learning, we can derive biological insights directly from images. I collaborate with James Sharp at EMBL Barcelona on developmental biology. At the moment, we're exploring what happens when a mouse limb grows and how the patterning of the fingers develops. We don't just do this as a static snapshot, we watch it unfold over time. What would you say to other students who are considering doing a PhD later in life? I'd say the same thing my mentor said to me. You're not too old, you can get the right qualifications, and if you really want to do it, you can. Sometimes so-called mature students get stuck in a job when what they really want to do is a PhD. My advice is simple, don't put it off. Your age doesn't matter, the important thing is the path you take and enjoying it. I won't pretend it's all milk and honey, but it's worth it, and the skills you acquire go far beyond science. I was also nervous about making the leap from a computational background. In reality, it turned out to be a huge advantage because software development, AI, and machine learning are now such an integral part of biology. Why do you recommend doing a PhD at EMBL? EMBL has a wonderfully open environment with endless opportunities to collaborate. The community is incredibly supportive, and there are so many events where you can meet and exchange ideas with people from within and outside your field. It really feels like everyone wants you to succeed. The EMBL ProDoc course is an absolute goldmine for anyone working on method development. You get to see everything on offer, and you can reach out to colleagues working on topics that interest you. There is also a real determination to help you build your network, which is so important in academia. I love living in Cambridge too, it's the sweet spot for me. I don't like crowds, so I prefer a smaller city. There are lots of fascinating people, and it's close enough to London that live music, museums, and the buzz of a capital are never too far away. As a PhD fellow at EMBL-EBI, I am also affiliated with the University of Cambridge. This way, I can teach students, which I really love. Being in my mid-30s, I felt out of place initially, but then I discovered a dedicated society for mature students through which I met many wonderful people. You've also been involved in public engagement activities. Why is this important? Growing up, I never knew how many career opportunities science can offer. So I try hard to explain this to young people, especially girls or those who don't come from a scientific family. But more importantly, science is not only about the papers you publish. It's about mentoring the next generation and passing on the passion and sense of wonder that scientists feel. I also believe scientists have a role to play in helping young people develop the determination and resilience to lead better lives, and public engagement can help with that. Do you have any tips for people struggling with imposter syndrome? Look in the mirror and imagine yourself as a child, or imagine a friend's child. What would you tell them? Would you say you can't do it or you're not good enough? Of course not. You'd never say those things to a kid, so why say them to yourself? What do you enjoy doing in your spare time? I like really long board games. Root, for example, is an asymmetric strategy game. It's fiendishly complicated, but also super cute. There are factions of little woodland creatures, and it's completely nuts. I'm also a big video game fan, anything Japanese in particular. I collect Nintendo consoles because they remind me of my childhood. I also read in English, Spanish, Catalan, French, and Italian. I really love being outdoors, climbing, and long-distance running. That's my time to turn off my brain and not think about anything. A long run or a Studio Ghibli film, this is how I disconnect. Find out more about EMBL's world-leading international PhD program.